Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Hi there, and welcome to the Valentine in the Morning Full Show podcast.
Yay!
You guys can catch us live on the air Monday through Friday from 5 to 10. We're with you live as you start your day with your chance to win great prizes and join in our conversation.
You really should listen to that.
Yeah, the live for it, yeah.
You can't win anything by listening to the podcast. We appreciate you listening here.
That's true.
But we need you to listen in the morning.
Yeah, you've got to listen live. If you're catching this now, this podcast, it better be after we got off the air. Otherwise, we will find you.
Yes.
We'll track you down.
We know where you live.
Yes. So enjoy the full show podcast of Valentine in the Morning.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Stand up, everybody!
All right.
We're
oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really.
My best Valentine in the Morning. Oh, I love the responses coming in. Yes, size and texture is correct. First time is awkward. We made a male live model. Talk us through it. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Healthcare practitioners talk about the first time they had to do a prostate check.
Yeah.
Or just a random texter. So I'm not sure either one. Ah, my arm's sore too from the shingle shot because I got my flu shot yesterday in my left arm. I got my shingle shot in my right arm. Mm. And I was telling Kevin on the phone last night, I go, man, I feel like an old man because I got a shingle shot. It sounds like an old man shot.
Have you ever had the shingles before?
No, I don't think so. I had chicken pox as a kid, but I think shingles, if I'm correct, is like the adult version of chicken pox or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And extremely painful. I've never
had
that.
Oh, really?
No. My sister, Britt, has, and my mom has too.
Oh, God, how old are they?
What?
Britt's been hiding her age then. She's super old, I guess. Wow.
No, she got it when she was young too.
So it's not an old person thing.
I think it's just older people, but it's just super, super painful.
Ugh. Does it look like chicken pox or something?
It's more of like...
rash with blisters, it looks like.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like
why'd
injury,
you look it up?
Really?
Oh. I wanted to find out the age range of people that get it.
What'd they say typically?
I mean, the pictures are of people with gray hair.
I have some gray hair in my hair, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how they do it. They go, he's got a little gray.
Unusual that your sister had it. But I think it says anybody that has had the chicken pox may develop shingles. So if you went through your childhood without chicken pox, I think you're in the clear.
Oh, but I did have chicken pox as a kid.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so you have to have had chicken pox to be able to get shingles.
I think so, yeah.
We are not the show for true medical information, though.
No.
There's a confidence level that's not high for us.
No, not at all.
You know, when they send out like a threat assessment, the government or something like that, or the CIA hands over a paper to another department, they go, what's your confidence level? And you have to put a number down, usually 1 through 10 or something like that. We're looking at a 3 on the confidence level with our medical stuff. I think that's fair. So you guys can research it yourselves. Stop bugging us about it. Jill, how you doing, kiddo?
There's a definite something wrong with my brain.
Well, this is the show that is medically sound.
Even that sentence didn't make sense.
What's wrong with your brain, kid?
I have a foggy brain to begin with. Like it's one of the symptoms of multiple sclerosis.
Right.
You just kind of have this foggy brain. You forget things, all that. I've been wearing magnetic lashes, and I wore them the other day, and I don't remember taking them off, and they're gone. Like I don't know what happened to them, but it's not something that they just like fall off and they fell off around the house. It's such a strong magnet. Like I have to actually like, you have to do this thing where you have to move to the opposite size and they come off. Anyway,
you ate them.
I don't remember taking them off.
Did you eat them?
That's what I thought. Either I ate them, they fell into my eyeballs. Like, I don't know where they are. They're not in their case.
Yep.
They're not in my bed. They're not on my couch. I didn't wash them off.
Here's how you find them. Okay. You get yourself another magnet.
Yeah.
You get us another magnet, and the first thing you do is you run it across your tummy and see if it feels weird. And then it'll mean you found them inside of you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Then run them all up and down like the esophagus, all that area straight down and down there. And see if you feel anything, and then you know if they're inside of you or not.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way I ate them, but...
Well, that was Dr. Sean's advice. Now to Dr. Kevin.
It's just so funny. I don't remember taking them off. It's weird.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Dr. Kevin is talking.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Kevin.
No, never mind. I was going to say something, but it's too gross for 616, so let's just not.
Would it have been okay for 557?
Probably not okay, but I would have done it.
Gotcha. Is it something to do with, like, afterwards to run the magnet on something else?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, to
see,
you know,
if it,
right,
see if it picks up.
Great. Uh-huh.
Right. That's fantastic. More than likely, they're in your sheets. They're on the floor. Your cat ate them. Oh, you're going to run the magnet on your cats.
Possibly.
Go to, you know, you do go over to the kitty litter box right now, the magnet, see if anything rises up
out of the
kitty litter.
That'd be awful.
Well, it's probably what happened. Magnet. They're on the floor, they're in your bed. You just rubbed them off your eyes. That's all.
But I'm so good about taking them off and putting them back in their case. That's what is just so strange about this, because they're not in their case. I'm so good about taking them off because, you know, they're expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if they have a case, they must be expensive.
You'll find them.
Things that have cases tend to be expensive. Or that's the scam they use on you. And it comes with its own carrying case. Oh, well, I must get one of those. Brian, we're out of time, but how you doing?
I'm great, thank
great.
You.
Hey, it's Valentine in the morning.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:21, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Today's the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This morning, the families of the victims have gathered for a vigil at National September 11th Memorial in New York City. Due to the pandemic this year, though, there's going to be no in-person reading of the victims' names. Instead, a reading of the names is pre-recorded by family members. It'll be broadcast throughout the plaza and streamed online. Pretty powerful place. When I went there and saw the names of some of my buddies I went to school with, because I went to St. Bernard's in Connecticut, so a lot of guys naturally ended up working in New York City, and some of them were in those towers when they fell. All California State University campuses will continue with online classes during the next academic term beginning in January. Chancellor Timothy White says the decision to keep students off all 23 Cal State campuses is the only responsible choice available to us at this time. Did I read as well that for LA County, there'll be no kids K through 6 going back until at least November? I think I read that. I think that came out last night. They're saying till at least November. So, I mean, it's, what is that? Just like, you know, 6 weeks away probably anyway. Another item that's seeing a pandemic-related spike in sales... the guitar. Over the last 10 years, guitar sales had been declining, but now, because so many people have been searching for a new hobby, guitar companies are reporting record numbers.
Oh, wow.
Fender has already sold more guitars in 2020 than any other year in its history. That's good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Unless you live next door to a guy that can't play and has no musical ability, then that's not good. Those are three things you need to know. Now, coming up next is a trend on Twitter. Kevin's compiled a few of his favorites. The worst place for your card to get declined.
Have you seen any of those?
No.
Oh my god, no. They're so funny to me. So maybe you guys can even add to the list. But
oh,
I
can't wait.
Funny.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a good feeling. You're like, no, hold on, let me try it again, sir. Sir, there's eight people behind you.
I know.
At the next. It's Valentine in the morning.
Yes, I'm sorry, sir, but your card's been declined. Oh, it's just been acting up. You want to try a new one? Sure. Oh, that's declined as well. Oh, this is embarrassing. Yes, you'll have to put back all this cream you got for your issue.
Oh.
That's
this
not me.
What I
thought I was reading one of yours.
What I have is a little goofier than that. It's not really. I mean, like, you
gotcha.
You know, you talk based in reality about RFID chips and stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is just silly, stupid stuff. But there's this trend on Twitter. It says people basically tweeting, imagine your card gets declined at blank. So some of my favorites that I've seen, imagine your card gets declined at Build-A-Bear and they rip your bear apart in front of you. So, like, you can't complete your purchase. So what they do
is destroy your purchase.
I see.
Yeah, that's sort of the...
You're there with your child and they're ripping apart at Build-A-Bear or something? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It says, imagine you miss a payment on your Tesla and it drives itself back to the dealership.
That's kind of funny.
imagine your card gets declined at the hospital and they start choking you.
Oh my God.
What are you reading? Where are you finding this stuff?
On Twitter. I think it's so awesome.
Yeah, there's no more. Clear it now. Don't clear. He got declined. Oh, really? Okay. Power down.
Imagine your card gets declined at the vet and they bring your dog back to life.
Oh, I don't care for that one.
What? Do you understand what he just said there?
I guess I
don't. There was somebody who was putting their animal down.
Okay.
And so your card got declined. They weren't going to pay for it. So they brought the dog back to life and said, here's your sick dog. You're nuts. There's something wrong with you.
I welcome more texts if anybody has any of their own 31043 or if you guys want to come up with some.
No, I don't.
No, okay. I was just going to say the grocery store. That's just embarrassing.
That's what I thought too. You sit at the grocery store checking out and they go, sorry, your card's gone. You got to pay everything back. Or the old, we'll keep it over here until you come back with another form of payment.
I have some more really good ones here.
All right, we'll get them after the break. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're great. It's 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning.
Valentine.
This is Valentine in the morning.
Woo! All right, weather today, smoky, hazy, temps the 80s to mid-90s. I mean, the air quality is just horrific around Southern California, Central, Northern, all of it. For the weekend, sunny, hot, highs in the upper 70s near the beaches, upper 90s in the valleys, triple-digit heat expected back next week. Ugh. And people don't believe in climate change. Come on, guys. We got to do something about our planet here. Climate change is real. Trust me. Trust Leonardo DiCaprio. We know what we're talking about.
I mean, just look outside. It's all around us.
It's orange.
Yeah.
63 in Montebello, 61 in Cypress. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
A big change is coming to Saturday Night Live starting next month. I'll tell you their plan at 6:50.
Can you read these or are they too
Some of the texters weird? Are... maybe taking it a bit too far. I can probably read a couple of them. I still have a few more that I found on Twitter that I really enjoy.
Well, set up again what you're talking about here.
The premise is imagine your card gets declined at blank and they blank, basically. And so you really have to visualize these scenarios to find them as funny as I do. This says imagine your card gets declined at the pharmacy and they swallow all your pills right in front of you.
Oh my God. Ha-ha! No Viagra for you!
Imagine your card gets declined at Chipotle and they just start disassembling your burrito right in front of you.
No. Oh, Jill would lose it. She loves Chipotle.
She would. That'd be awful.
Imagine your card gets declined after swimming lessons and they start drowning you.
Dear God.
Oh, my God.
Dear God.
Imagine your card gets declined at the car wash and they just start throwing mud
dirt
in your car.
At your car. That'd be fun. Okay, yeah. That one's not bad. No one's hurting that one.
Imagine your card gets declined at daycare and they keep your kid.
Some of you'd be okay with that.
Imagine your card gets declined at the salon and they glue all your hair back on. I'll do one more of these. Okay. Imagine your card gets declined at a restaurant after you ate and they make you throw up all of your food.
Ew.
Thanks and for doing one more.
To the text line. 31043.
Oh, now to the text line. So these are no longer yours. Okay, now to the text line.
When your card gets declined at the hospital and they put the baby back in.
Dear God.
Oh, jeez.
Man, some of these I just cannot read.
It's dirty.
Imagine your card gets declined at the funeral home and they give your loved one back.
Yeah, that'd suck. Yep. We dug him back up. He's all yours. There you go. What a fun thing, man. Glad we did that this morning.
Yeah,
everybody needed a good Friday laugh. You know, it's 9/11. The world's on fire. Imagine if your card gets declined. And they give you back your planet. Oh, darn it. How about those astronauts, man, up there in the space station looking down now going, what is going on from COVID to these fires to everything else and stuff? And there is a sense, I think, for many Californians, I was reading a really good article in the LA Times, for many of us, there's a sense of dread. And I think that's omnipresent for a lot of us right now between COVID and the fires and the smoke. And, you know, your kids are distance learning and your kids can't go to soccer practice and you can't do this, can't do that. There is that sense of dread. But I want to always remind you that if you have that sense of dread, which I have, I was thinking about it last night, just looking around at our world, that sense of dread, we're in it together, though. And I don't know if that helps anybody or not. And I'm going to play together by Sia. That's not planned. But we are all in this together. So if we can put a laugh in your day or a smile on your face, then we're doing our job. Or if we can offend you highly by some of the tweets that Kevin was reading, maybe we're taking your mind off of something else. And that's what we do. Here's Sia together. It is 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning.
Ooh, together. We can dig it high.
It's Valentine in the morning.
That's Sia together. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning, 6:42. When we interviewed her, that was a fun little interview and stuff.
She was great.
She was laying in her bed, just
very
hanging
relaxed.
Out. Where was she? Did we ever find out where she was?
I don't know.
She wouldn't tell us.
She told us it was hot there, and it wasn't super hot here yet or anything.
Right.
She told us it was kind of hot there. I'm like, you're in Dubai. She's like, no. I don't know. She could have been in Palm Springs. Who knows?
She might have been. She just kept saying, like, here on planet Earth. I don't know why she was being so
mysterious. I know. That's the stuff that bugs me when the celebrities do that stuff. Where are you? I'm on planet Earth. Oh, shut up. You know. And I love her. She's very sweet. She gave us a wonderful interview, so I couldn't say a bad word about it. But I don't like when they do that so coy thing.
Yeah.
You know. So are you in California? I might be. Dear God, it's massive. We're not going to come find your house, knock on your door, and go trick-or-treating. You know, you don't have any fear from us or something like that. Do you remember the time we had a big, big deal? We had some celebrity on, and they were calling in. God, it wasn't Sia. Who was this? They're calling into a show, and the record companies tend to patch people through. So they call the record company, then they dial, and then they patch you through, and it never sounds good as bad quality and stuff. So whoever it was, God, I'm trying to remember who it was now. We ended up getting the artist to go, yeah, just call me back. Here's my home number. And the record guy was having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was Sia.
I think it was Sia, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Sia. And I bet I still have her phone number in my phone. I bet I do. Let me see. Yeah, there it is right there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We called it.
I think you're right. I think we left her some voicemails at one point after that.
Yes.
That's why they don't trust us.
We should do this playfully, but we should talk about, you know, some of our experiences with people, like who showed up the latest to interviews and stuff. I remember, I think I waited around for like an hour and a half for Shaun White that day, but then I eventually had to go and you guys just did the interview.
That's right.
That was really? Okay.
The latest celebrity ever showed
Shaun
up.
White?
Yeah. Yeah. I know that I interviewed Charlie Puth that one time, and he was down the hall doing a different interview, and then he was already like 45 minutes late, so then he decided to stop and eat lunch before the interview.
Yeah, sometimes they do that. They go have lunch before the interview.
Yeah.
I don't get that either. No offense to Charlie there, but yeah, they're like, well, I'm going to have lunch first. They have this thing like, yeah, everyone will just wait around for me, and we do, of course, because it's nice to have them on the air for you guys to hear and stuff. But
who was it that needed scrambled eggs before they came to talk to us that one time?
That was me. That was me.
That's right.
I wanted some scrambled eggs. I love me some scrambled eggs. Some people like them runny. Some people like them not runny, but oh, man, I love scrambled eggs. No, I have no idea. I don't remember that one. I know there's always like requests of what they want in our green room and stuff like that. And here's the funny thing. We're sitting here complaining about that. Not really. It's having a good time. Who knows when this is going to happen again? You know? Who knows if it's going to take to the new year before we have people back in the studio and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or some of these artists might be like, hey, this Zoom thing is great. What do you mean I don't have to get on the road, fight the traffic, and go to the studio and meet these people?
Yeah.
You know?
And even after COVID, like, well, you know, let's just pretend there's a vaccine and everything. A lot of these artists will probably be hesitant to do it because it's not like they're going to one radio station and doing one interview. Like, once they get back on these circuits,
they do tons. Right.
Seeing so many people, shaking a lot of hands. Yeah. And I would be very hesitant to get back into that.
Right. Well, the shaking hands thing is pretty much done. It's fist bump, elbow bump, the old head nod and stuff like that.
No more hugs. I'm a hugger. I am no longer a hugger.
Here's what we're doing. I saw this on a TV show in Britain I was watching. It's like a Good Morning Britain or something show like that. It's not the one with Piers. It's one with the gentleman who I love. He's got gray hair. He came out. It was a big story, right?
Yes.
Right.
They've got this thing where you hug people by putting your hands through. It's like you put your hands right through a plastic sheet and they're all covered up. And they have the other hands on the other side for the person to hug you. It's great. It's a hug sheet.
Like grandparents with their grandkids doing that.
Yeah. It's really good. It's a hug sheet. I said, where'd you get those? We got to get one of those. You know? Then you guys can.
People with that.
You could go around hugging people. Just set it up on the street.
Yeah.
You know, $5 hugs. Whatever. Great. All right, Kevy, first sip a little bit late, but we got the coffee, so we're feeling pretty great. What do you got here?
I love a Friday first sip. This is the official start to the weekend. That's what I say. Valentine shares a few positive words at the end of it. We all raise our cups high, whatever you drink in the morning. And as a community, we toast the day ahead with that first sip.
You know, last night I was out in my backyard looking towards the heavens. And I like to do that sometimes, even though you get a lot of like light pollution and stuff, and maybe you can't see anything, and I get an update from NASA when the space station's going to fly by. It's just a weird thing I do in my backyard. I like to look towards the heavens. I find it peaceful. I find it interesting. I like to think how many of my ancestors, how many of our ancestors before us, sit on a piece of land looking towards the heavens above. Looking at the same light, the same stars, same galaxy, the same moon, same planets. They weren't changed 100 years ago, 200 years ago. It was all the same. So it's fun to kind of think back down that line that maybe your great-great-grandfather sit on a patch of dirt across the ocean looking up at the heavens, just like you are then. It was tougher last night, though, with the smog and the sky. You couldn't really see anything. But yet I knew something. I knew the heavens were still there. I knew the sky was still full of light. I knew that moon was still wide. I knew it was all still there. So a lot of times in life, we find ourselves hoping for something, wanting for something, but we can't see it. We need something, but we can't see it. A lot of times, it's still there. Just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. Doesn't mean it's not real. Keep that in mind. Jill, count us up.
1, 2, 3.
It's Friday. Wow, you're pounding that coffee.
Thank you.
That was a big sip you took there.
I took a sip, and then I realized there was still a tiny bit left at the bottom of the cup, so I just wanted to polish it off.
Good for you, buddy. You're ready for Friday. Good for you.
And so, yes, I admit that wasn't my first sip, you know, if my coffee was almost empty, but it's symbolic.
Yeah, my it FM.
Is. Here's what's coming up in Hollywood headlines.
Jennifer Garner was asked a question on Instagram, and this question needs to stop being asked. She had the perfect response, but I'll tell you the question right after traffic.
Right there. Hey, it's Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
Hollywood headlines.
Saturday Night Live is bringing back The Live. Their first live show since the pandemic will be on October 3rd. They did several virtual episodes, but this will be the first live show since March 7th. And actress Jennifer Garner posted this video on Instagram, and she's one of my favorite actresses. I love her. She's so adorable. She's in overalls, and she's on, you know, her family's farm, and she's walking around. She looks adorable. But somebody commented on it and said, "Are you pregnant?" And she responded with, "I am 48. I have 3 healthy kids, and am not and never will be pregnant again." She goes, "We can lay that pupper to rest. Have I gained the COVID-19? Possibly, but that's another story." And I follow this account called Comments by Celebs, and it's a great Instagram account to follow because they just show, like, basically comments by celebrities on Instagram. And they posted this video, and it made me so mad because people need to stop asking this question to women. You need, right. Like, if you're pregnant, you're going to announce it at some point.
Yeah, but who are the people asking it? Just dumb people on the internet? Because no man in his right mind goes up to him and goes, "Are you pregnant?"
I see it all the time.
Do you really?
Especially
okay.
On celebrity Instagrams.
Oh,
just
okay,
random
yeah.
Fans. They have like a tiny little normal stomach. And people are like, "Are you pregnant?" And I don't know if it's truly like you're excited for them. Like, really? Are they pregnant? Or are you just pointing out the fact that they don't have the flattest stomach ever?
Don't ever ask anybody that. Don't.
No.
In real life or on the internet, that's crazy.
Don't. I will never forget. I was in college and I was in line for Jamba Juice.
Okay. Were you pregnant?
And no, I've never.
Were you thinking about getting pregnant with a guy behind the counter?
No, okay. But this woman came up to me and she said, "How far along are you?"
Oh, I've got 2 more people to go before I'm at the front of the line.
I was like, "I'm sorry, I'm not pregnant." And it was right around the time when I was just having a ton of health issues. So I was extremely, you know, bloated and
all
that kind of stuff. So, but you don't go and you don't ask somebody.
What did you tell her? We're just polite. Like, "No, I'm not pregnant."
I said, I'm not pregnant.
What did she say?
She was mortified.
Should have been. Did she leave right away? Just turn around and walk out?
She left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mortified. Just
get out of there.
Even if a woman is 9 months pregnant, I don't bring it up unless somebody else brings it up.
Dude, like, I don't bring it up until I see the baby crowning.
Exactly.
You know, until I see crowning, I don't bring it up.
Out. Yeah.
You know? Exactly.
I'm Jill, their Hollywood headlines.
By the way, if she is pregnant, Fauci's the father. The previous post to this, she's all in love with Dr. Fauci.
I think they did an interview together.
Oh, she loves her some Fauci. Yeah, there you go. Battle of the Sex is on the way. You want to play? It's 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. Here's Love of the Band. This is Broken.
Good morning. It's Valentine in the morning.
With the one that could break my heart.
706, it is 104.3 MYFM. It's Valentine in the morning. We're about a week out from What's That Noise starting up. Somebody was hitting me up last night on Instagram like, "What's the hard date?" And I think it's about a week out before we start up What's That Noise for $30,000. That's where the jackpot starts. and it's a guarantee to be given away. We had paused our contest at the beginning of COVID-19, the pandemic, because with so much other stuff going on, we didn't want people just sitting around trying to worry about a dippy noise. But now, people like...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Give me the dippy noise. I want the money.
And I'm assuming that jackpot is going to be bigger than 30 grand when somebody wins it.
Absolutely could be.
People are going to keep guessing. Sure. And if you get it, if you're incorrect, we throw another $100 into that jackpot.
And we have $1,000 Thursdays. We routinely add money to the jackpot. We've routinely given out $50,000, $60,000. I'll have to find out what the biggest jackpot we gave out was. But if you're new to our show, What's That Noise is coming back to 104.3 MyFM. It is the battle of the sexes, representing the men. His name is Wei. He lives in San Diego. He's a resident physician, enjoys going to Disneyland. What's up, Wei? What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Allie. She's from Rancho Santa Margarita. She's a marketing manager and enjoys spending time with her family. Let's hear it for Allie.
Allie, what's going on, Allie?
Woohoo! Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So, Wei, what is a resident physician? What is that?
So, I am a physician who's currently a resident. I'm still in training.
Oh, got you. Okay, that's what it meant. Okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're in residency. Okay, got you. Hey, I had the old prostate checked out yesterday.
That couldn't have been pleasant.
Well, it's looking good. Looking good. Right size, texture. Boom!
Wait, did you do it yourself?
No, the doctor said it was great. All right, here's how it works, Allie. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Wei, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied at the end of regulation. We go to another tough tiebreaker question, y'all.
Happy French Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We made it to another French Friday. We love it. It is the start to the weekend. Let's go.
What actor hosts a podcast called Armchair Expert, Allie?
Oh my gosh, I have absolutely no idea.
Nothing, huh? Dax Shepard.
I love it. And I told Val to listen to the most recent episode. It just was released yesterday. Tom Brady is the guest. It was a great listen. I'm now a big Tom Brady fan.
Look at that. You're on board. Yeah. Touchdown, Tommy.
Yeah, your boy.
Yeah, that's right. My boy. Hands off.
Wei, who is Dax Shepard married to?
Kristen Bell.
Good job.
This guy doesn't mess around. I like it. The Clippers are currently beating what Colorado-based NBA team in the Western Conference semifinals?
I should know this, and all I can think of is the Rockies, and I thought they were baseball.
Well, you thought right on that. The Rockies are baseball. You should have been thinking of the Denver Nuggets.
Wait. Oh, okay, I wasn't going to get that.
Wei, where on your face would you typically put a Biore strip?
Oh, on your nose?
Good job.
Fellas, win. Yes!
Nice.
Buddy, Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate download as a PDF printed hanging on your wall with pride.
Winning.
And dinner for four from El Torito. Don't miss El Torito's Sunday all-you-can-eat brunch. New and improved with extended patio service. They get your favorites available. Bottomless mimosas, hot dishes, desserts, taco station omelets. Ah, come on. El Torito's got you taken care of.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Allie's, you exit the stage. This moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Well, all I can say is if I'm going to lose, at least it was to a doctor.
Amen, right?
I want to say hi. I want to say hi to my three girls and my wonderful husband. And great job, Wei.
Hey, Wei, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to mute myself so nobody out there in Radioland hears this. Do you know what I said to my doctor before he checked my prostate? I kid you not.
What did you say?
I said, just to let you know.
Oh, no.
Was that wrong to say?
It's good warning because things happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
I know.
You didn't have to tell us, too.
I know.
Your prostate feels very soft.
I wish you would have muted me.
Tony Jordan's got the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
That's definitely something you should warn someone about if they're going to do that.
All right. Tony's turn. Take it away, Tony.
Valentine in the morning.
Feel better faster. HogueUrgentCare.com. Three things you need to know right now.
7:17, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. If you're getting the kids up for distance learning this morning, or if you're starting your day work-wise, whatever you're doing, thank you for listening to our show. And if you got one of those smart speakers turned on, Alexa or Google, you got MyFM playing on that, you're a rock star. Life's good for you. It's pretty simple. Just ask them to play 104.3 MyFM at iHeartRadio. Here's what's happening out there right now. That Bobcat fire burning near Monrovia has exploded in size, now nearly 24,000 acres. Several nearby communities in the San Gabriel Valley remain under evacuation warnings. The fire is just 6% contained. The U.S. Forest Service estimates the fire will not be fully contained until October 15th. L.A. County has announced a new program for business owners that offers free online training in the county's health orders. After completing the training, businesses will receive a COVID-19 safety compliance certificate that can be posted on storefronts. Target's popular car seat trade-in event is coming back this weekend. Starting Sunday, Target stores will accept and recycle all types of car seats, and in exchange for the old seat, get a coupon for 20% off a new car seat, stroller, or other baby items. That's a really good deal.
That's great.
Yes, yeah, so keep that in mind. All right, those are three things you need to know. Coming up next, it might feel like it's kind of tough to do this, but I think you can pull it off. We're going to do our very best as well. Share your happy news. What's making you smile? I know, I get it. We look out the window. We look at the world. It's tough, but we want to hear from you.
But these are the days I think happy news is more important than ever. You know what I mean? Everybody could use a little good news injected into their day.
For
their
sure.
Weekend. It's nice to hear other people celebrating. Even if it's something small, it's nice to hear other people, you know, celebrating the good.
That's the thing. Even if you are sitting there and you think, I don't have any happy news, if you can think of something just small, like you got up this morning, you woke up this morning. That's a good way to start the day on a positive note.
Yeah, I don't want that when you got up. We got to have more than that. That's like really phoning it in. I love you. I do. I love you, Jill. I'm just saying that's really phoning it in. I got up.
If somebody is sitting there thinking, I don't have any happy news today.
Okay.
You do.
You got up.
You got up. Sometimes that's a big step for people.
All right. You know, I defer to your wisdom. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. If you got up, call us. 866-544-MYFAM. It's Valentine in the morning.
It's Valentine in the morning.
Please, for the love of God, rain on me. Honestly, rain dance. Do we have anybody that knows how to do a rain dance around here? That's what we need.
Does Molly do a rain dance?
Does Molly do a rain dance?
She has. She has done a rain dance. It was one of those depressing things yesterday where, like, when I was outside, I was like, oh, it looks like it might rain. But nope,
no,
that's just smoke. Get back inside.
Well, how about you put her out to doing a little rain dance? Maybe she's got some mojo or something.
We'll try. We'll try it today.
Thank you, buddy. Doing it for the team. How about $30,000? What's at Noise? We're about 1 week away from starting this back up. What's at Noise is returning to 104.3 MyFM. Want to find out more? 104.3MyFM.com/noise. Happy news coming up next.
Here we go. This is Valentine in the morning.
Woo! 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. We're all covered in smoke. The world is crazy. You're wearing a mask for two different reasons now, COVID and the smoke. But if you got something that's put a little bit of a smile on your face, a little bit of teensy weensy weensy bit of happiness inside your heart, we want to hear that.
Happy Friday, everyone. Because I'm happy and alone. If you feel like a roommate at a roof, call now with your happy news. It's 866-544-MYFM.
My happy news is my sister Britt is getting married next year, and she decided on our bridesmaid dresses, and I love this dress. That's my happy news.
Oh, good.
It's a great dress.
Yes, we were talking about your dress last night in our kitchen, because you had said, oh God, I hope it was on the air. I can't remember now.
It was off the air.
Okay, so maybe I don't say anything then.
Oh, we can say it. It's a little
form-fitting, right?
It's form-fitting in some areas, so
sure.
I've got some time.
You got some time, right.
You can't hide anything in this dress.
Fair enough. So, Leilani, I don't know if she knew about the dress or whatever. I mentioned the dress to her. I said, what's going on at work? She goes, how's Jill and stuff? And I said, oh, she's all excited, you know, with the wedding coming up and the dress, she got all excited about it. Colin is like a little spy, half listening all the time, our kid, right? He's sitting at the kitchen table and he goes, wait, Jill's getting married? What? He was like so confused, like, no, no, it's Britt, the younger sister, Britt. You know? But he was like half listening, he heard Jill in a wedding. He's like, what did I miss?
No, not getting married, Colin.
Kevin, what's your happenings, brother?
Mine's wedding related as well. I know September 11th is obviously a very important emotional day for a lot of people, but it's always had double meaning for me. Today's my my parents' 41st wedding anniversary.
Is so it
happy
really?
Happy anniversary to Gary and Joanne, 41 years married today.
Oh, I'll send them a text later on too. Awesome, yeah. Good for them, 41 years, that's amazing. Brian, what about you? What's your happy news?
My best friend in the whole world, Diddly D, is turning 40 today, and tomorrow we're going to go cornholing.
That's yeah, but crazy. What's your happy news, though?
That's very happy.
You're going to go cornholing?
Yes, sir.
Where do you go cornholing?
There's a park near him in Hollywood. And I have the boards. I got the bags.
Yeah, the
I'm
boards
ready
and bags,
go.
Yeah. And what do? Do you have something to drink while you're there or something?
I have a beer, yes.
Is that allowed in the park?
No.
So you have it in a hidden container or something?
Usually, yes. We have all sorts of shady containers.
What park do you go to?
I'm not going to tell
Come
you.
Come on, tell me. Come on. There's a couple guys out there right now that want to roll past and give you some grief.
Not a chance.
And man. Be careful, man. Diddly D, I can't imagine that guy. I know him. I can't imagine wearing a mask properly or,
no,
you know,
nothing.
By any
Well, the good news
rules.
About cornhole is you're far apart from each other, right? You're like 20, 30 feet apart.
But then you touch the bag that the other person touched.
Oh, gross.
Huh.
Wear gloves. It's Diddly D.
That.
This is the same guy that told me a story one time how he evaded Border Patrol coming across the border in Mexico, and he hopped some train, and he was in a bar fight, and he was being chased by the police and the federales.
He's got some good stories.
This was all, by the way, at Six Flags when we had a listener event.
Yeah, right.
He just came up to me and goes, I'm a little beat up. I just get back across the border. As
This
evading
is not
the federales.
An exaggeration. He had dried blood on him at our event.
We're not lying about this.
Best friend in the world. Love the guy.
Best friend in the world. You're afraid of him. Oh, man. I'm making fish tacos tonight. That's my happiness. I'm excited about that.
Okay. I made some fish you caught last weekend?
No, we ate all those fish. They're gone.
Okay.
They gone, Kev. So I'm just going to go buy some like cod fillets or something like that, make some fish tacos tonight, get a decent recipe.
The tacos you made last time looked delicious.
They were good. They fill you right up, and they're pretty healthy, too. So there you go. All right, 7:30. It's Valentine in the morning. What is your happy news? What's going to put a smile on your face that you can share with us?
Valentine in the morning.
104.3. Maya.
This is Valentine in the morning. Join in the conversation at facebook.com/Valentine in the morning.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. 7:33, the weather today.
Ugh.
Smoky, hazy. 80s to mid-90s for the weekend, sunny, hot. Highs upper 70s near the beaches, upper 90s in the valleys. Triple-digit heat expected back next week. Come on. What did we do wrong? 64 in Alhambra, 62 in Pico Rivera. Jill has got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Disney Plus has officially confirmed a female-led reboot of a medical show, and I'll tell you which one at 7:50.
I'll read some of these happy news texts right here. 31043 is our text line, 31043. This one says, I'm getting married in court today. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Congrats.
Another one says, I've been without tobacco for 4 days now. It's been hard, but I'm going the distance this time. Good luck to you. Please keep us posted. Check back in with us every so often. Pam said, my happy news, football is back. That's awesome. My happy news, my niece's 5th birthday is tomorrow. She's so excited, and so are we. It's fun to celebrate, even the world's kind of crazy right now. Mm. And then Abigail, I'm going to give you a little homework if you're up for it, but Abigail sent a text, and she said, I got over 200 likes on my Instagram drawing, and that's a lot for me. And then I texted her back, and I said, can you share your Instagram handle with us so we can put it on the air and maybe get you a few more likes? I went and I liked her picture. But here's the difficult part. Her name on Instagram is her full name. It's Abigail.
Hold on,
Spigiari.
Go slow. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, it's a lot of letters there.
Abigail.
S-P-A.
S-P-A.
G-G-I-A-R-I.
Okay. Wait, G-G-I-A-R.
Did you get the S-P first?
S-P-A-G-G-I-A.
Yeah, how did you spell Abigail?
Oh, I did misspell Abigail. I spelled the Abogail. That's just a typo. Abigail spelled normal Abigail. Oh, I found her.
Okay, there you go.
She's like blowing a kiss or something.
It's like her 5th or 6th post, you know, ago.
Oh, I got to go back for
people.
It?
Okay. Oh, there
Which one is it?
I liked it. It's got over 200 likes.
I got it. Okay, here's what I'll do. I will put this on my story right now so you can find her name. So if you just want to go for Valentine, I'll put it up. Everybody like it. Let's freak out this young lady. How old is she?
She didn't say, but she just texted back and corrected my pronunciation of her last name. It's Spujari.
Well, she's okay. A real hoot, isn't she? So anyway, I'm going to put this up on my story in about 2 minutes at Go4Valentine. Go, the number 4 Valentine. Go give her a picture, a like, and we'll see where that goes for her so we can really make her day today. Hey, what's your happy news, Maria?
My happy news is my sister is getting married next Saturday, and I fly out tomorrow. It's going to be a complete surprise. She doesn't know I'm coming, so I'm just going to surprise her at the rehearsal.
Oh, that's the best. Where's she getting married?
She's in New Jersey.
Can we come?
Sorry, no.
You are a monster.
Family only.
It's in New Jersey, though, so I'm fine to sit this one out.
You're going to face the fires, the heat, and everything else just because you think New Jersey is worse than what we got? Oh, my God. No way.
She's going to love that, Maria.
I know. We didn't want to tell her just in case something popped up and we couldn't go, but yeah. I couldn't see her get married over Zoom. Like, I'm going to do it.
Good.
What kind of wedding is she going to have? I mean, I assume, you know, not traditional. I don't know exactly what's going on in New Jersey right now, but pretty small.
She was actually going to have a traditional Catholic wedding, and then she found out less than 2 weeks ago that the chapel was closed, so then they had to find another chapel. So it's definitely going to be very small, but the thing they care about the most is just getting married to each other.
Oh. Well, you know what? Give her our best. Will you do that for us?
Definitely.
And if you want to hold on, we'll send her a little card in the mail, too. She won't know who we are. But might be nice to get a little card from somebody if you give us an address.
Yeah, that would be amazing. It would be a fun story, too.
Oh, you're so sweet. Hang on.
It's Valentine in the morning.
7:41. It is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. Got some Facebook posts coming in here for happy news.
Yeah, Dave said we are bringing home a rescue dog we adopted on Sunday. Her name is Coco, and she'll be 3 in a few weeks. Denise says, I turned the big 5-0 today. She wrote, thank goodness I don't look or feel 50. And Tom said, I found out that I only had 2 cavities after 7 years of not going to the dentist.
Whoa.
That's as happy as I can get right now. That was Tom's response.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And then this one is very interesting. Kevin said, for the first time ever, I finished using the ink of a pen. I've never done that. Either I lose a pen or start a new one or just never finish it. Today, I finally did it and it felt so good.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. A lot of people end up throwing pens out or they just end up whatever. But to use all the ink out of a pen is pretty impressive stuff.
That's his happy news.
When you start talking about the cavities, all I could think about was little Molly at the dentist again. I'm sorry. That was hours of entertainment and laughter at my house. Colin laughed last night. Leilani laughed. We laughed so hard about that.
I'll tell a quick version of the story. I took Molly to the dentist the other day. She's my 4-year-old daughter. And at the beginning of the appointment, the dentist asked us how often we floss. And I was like, every once in a while, not as often as we should. You know, she's 4. It's kind of hard. And then later on, toward the end of the appointment, they flossed her teeth. And Molly, while they were flossing her, said, what's that? And the dentist said, well, that's floss. And Molly's like, floss? What's floss? So she clearly let the cat out of the bag that we have, in fact, never flossed her teeth.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Somebody said you should get a water pick after that yesterday. You know, the thing that sprays the water in your mouth. Yeah. Which, actually, I have one of those, but I make a big mess about it. I had to actually get in the shower to use the water pick. I'm that messy using a water pick. I don't know if that would work out for you either. Hey, good morning, Christy. What's going on with you? Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hi. What's your happiness?
Hello. Hi. I am 1 week post-adoption with my daughters, 2 and 3 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you.
After 2 years together, we're finally official.
Wow. Oh,
amazing.
Oh, wow. That is unbelievable. What prompted you to adopt?
I have my whole life always wanted to foster and eventually adopt.
Yeah.
So I was blessed with 2 wonderful girls.
Mm-hmm. Are they related or are they just, well, they're related now, obviously.
Yeah, no. They were just in need and I took them in.
That's amazing.
A blessing. You're an absolute blessing. You're a special, special person.
And one of my favorite things about our story is we still have a really close relationship with their mom and dad, and I plan to keep all their extended family very active in their lives.
Oh, man. You're a special person.
Very special heart, Christy.
You really do.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Mom. It is official, Mom. How's that feel, Mom?
It's amazing. I may be tearing up a little right now.
I can't even imagine. You've probably heard me say before, my wife was adopted when she was a little girl, so adoption holds a special place in my heart, and I know how much her mom and dad care for her, and her dad's in heaven now, but just, my gosh, it's such a wonderful gift to give to a child, but the gift is really to you, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes. I feel like I'm way more blessed than they, than they are. Yeah.
Well, on the count of three, you're about to get a hi, Mom, from all of us. One, two, three.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Have a great weekend with those kids, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Christy.
Here's what's coming up in Hollywood headlines.
I know we're doing happy news right now, but One Direction fans have yet another reason to be bummed out. I'll tell you what was taken away right after traffic.
Why would you do this? The world is ending.
It's so sad.
Things are on fire. COVID's raging. We just had a sweet mom break, and now you're like, all right, I'll tell you why you're bumped out, 1D fans.
Alco, quality top-tier gas for less. This is Valentine in the Morning. Woo! Valentine in the Morning. Hollywood headlines.
One of the biggest tourist attractions at Madame Tussauds in London is their display of all five guys in One Direction. It went up to celebrate the release of Midnight Memories back in 2013, but now it has been taken down and 1D fans are not happy about it. Even fans here, fans that aren't even in London. But Madame Tussauds says that they react to celebrity landscape. That was their quote. And they say they update their exhibits regularly and they don't know if they will have plans to put the guys having their own exhibits separately. But as far as the group goes, no more. It's done.
Oh, are you mad about this too?
I would have loved to have gone.
Sure.
One day, taking my photo there with the boys. Now I can never do that. I'm a little bummed.
Devastating. Devastating.
And Disney Plus has officially confirmed a female-led reboot of the show Doogie Howser. The new show is going to go into production later this year. It's going to be on Disney Plus sometime in 2021. But this version will be set in Hawaii with a 16-year-old girl starting her medical career. Mm-hmm. I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
Well, I guess the writer of this is kind of like basing it on her life or something like that, I guess. That's what I was reading.
It was one of the writers from Fresh Off the Boat and How I Met Your Mother. I know that.
Oh,
that's
really?
One of the
okay.
Writers. Yeah.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. You guys watch Doogie Howser as kids?
No, it was a little before my time.
Before your time, like 89 to 93 area, probably something like that.
Is that what it was?
I think it was, which surprises me. That's only like four seasons. I feel like Doogie Howser is such a part of the pop culture and such a recognizable thing. Four seasons. It's amazing when you look back at shows and you go, oh yeah, everybody knows that. And you go, oh, it's only on two, three, four seasons. It wasn't on like, you know, one of these ERs or Grey's Anatomies or something, rather.
I think probably because Neil Patrick Harris has had such a successful career.
Sure.
After that, like if he had just been forgotten after that show.
Not at first, after Doogie Howser, I mean, he would just hang out on our show all the time down the hall.
Oh, really?
He would like, Doogie Howser would come by Neil Patrick Harris incessantly, just like hanging out, doing whatever, and nothing was popping yet. How I Met Your Mother wasn't on yet.
Really?
That's a marker of an unsuccessful celebrity when they just come and hang out at
just
our
hang
show.
Out. Just hang out at our show. All right, 7:52. It's 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine the morning. We had some fun with happy news. We do have my mom coming up 8:25 today. Advice from Sheila. If you have anything you want to ask my mom, text in at 31043. And please keep it PG. She's 81. Nothing crazy or offensive or anything like that.
Last week we found out about a former suitor. I know you're not comfortable with the word lover, so a former fling of hers.
Okay.
That you never knew
thank
about.
You.
So.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. January.
Oh! Valentine in the morning.
My fans, Valentine in the morning. Congrats, Posty, Post Malone, Male Artist of the Year at the iHeart Radio Music Awards. Congratulations
that's pretty
awesome.
To him. Nice. Congrats, Post.
Yeah, that's a big, big deal. All right, Battle of the Sexes is coming up. Then my mom at 8:25. If you've never heard my mom on the air, how would you describe her, Kevin?
She is delightful. She is honest. She's a little bashful sometimes, and we enjoy to play on that, you know, maybe put her in awkward situations. But she's great with advice. She's lived a long life, and she's got a lot to say and a lot to share.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
She'll be here at 8:25 this morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 till 10.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Imagine Dragons, Demons, 8:06. Coming up, 8:25 this morning.
Oh my God, you are terrible.
My mom will stop by for some advice. If you got anything you want to throw in the mix, text in at 31043. Brian was just pointing out to me how much I just use my family to make money. Like, I get my mom on the air, I get Colin doing the intro for Happy News and everything.
You're making money?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't get paid, Jill? You do this for free?
What a sweet girl. We had no idea.
Like extra money.
Yeah, this is a big talent fee I get from my mom being on the radio.
Talk to somebody, Jill.
Here we go. It is the battle of the sexes. Reps and the men. His name is Don Shea. He lives in North Hollywood. He's a customer service rep. Enjoys traveling. Don Shea, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Alex. She's from Sherman Oaks. She's a coordinator and enjoys going to the movies. Let's hear it for Alex.
Alex, what's going on, Alex?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Here's how it works, Alex. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Don Shea, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let's start. That's right. Tiebreaker question.
Don't you dare forget about French Friday. You didn't even blow your kiss, your French kiss.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. Here it comes for you. Just for you, my friend. Here it comes.
Ooh, that one made me more uncomfortable than most. Happy French Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We love French Fridays around here. Let's battle.
Okay, Dan Reynolds is a singer of what rock band, Alex?
Dan Reynolds.
Oh, a singer of what rock band?
Imagine Dragons.
There you go.
Don Shea. Nicole Scherzinger is the lead singer of what female group?
Pussycat Dolls.
I would have also accepted Eden's Crush, which was one of the best groups ever.
Who else was in Eden's Crush?
I don't know, but I loved their album. They were one of the TV shows that put the group together.
That's right.
Oh, I loved them. That's right.
Wild Orchid was good back in the day, too, with Fergie and the gals.
Wild Orchid, yeah.
All right, current score is... 1-1. William H. Macy stars as Frank Gallagher on what Showtime show?
Oh, I know. Shameless.
That's correct.
Good job.
Don Shea, the brand It's a 10 creates what kind of products?
It's a 10. Let me say makeup.
No, it's for your hair.
Oh, no. The ladies take the lead. You can win right here. When the Bears and the Lions face each other this weekend, what two cities are represented?
The Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears.
Oh, she's so good.
Well done.
Wow, ladies win.
Hey, yes.
Alex, congrats. You're getting a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Download it as a PDF, print it, and hang it on your wall with pride.
Thank you.
You've also won a getaway to Lake Tahoe, which includes a two-night stay at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Lake Tahoe, $100 food credit, and a gas card to ARCO, quality top-tier gas for less. Lake Tahoe hiking trails are among the most beautiful in the world. The lake is perfect for fishing, boating, kayaking, and much more. Plus, you'll find the region's best golf courses. And when you stay at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Lake Tahoe, it's all right outside your door. For more info on health and safety protocols, visit HardRockCasinoLakeTahoe.com/safety. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Did you get all that, Alex?
I think so.
Okay, repeat it back to me.
Something about COVID protocols.
You're all set. You're fine. You're totally fine. Hey, Don Shea, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
All right. I just want to say congratulations, Alex. Thank you, 104.3.
And Valentine, tell your mother I said good morning. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, brother. I'll tell her that. Thank you very much.
That was so nice.
No problem. Goodbye. Yeah.
Tony Jordan, Santa Vice, is the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Good morning.
It's Valentine in the morning.
Three things you need to know right now.
8:16, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. The massive August Complex fire burning north of Sacramento is now officially the largest fire in the history of California. It's burned over 471,000 acres. Another grim milestone is what has already been the most destructive fire year on record. Across the state, 28 major wildfires have prompted over 64,000 people to evacuate their homes. And our firefighters are just absolutely spent. But yet they keep going back out there in these front lines fighting. Students in LA County will not be allowed back into the classroom until at least November. Public health officials, LAUSD, and the district's teachers union are all opposed to reopening schools at this time due to health concerns. As we sit right now, the Clippers and Lakers both lead their playoff series 3-1. Anthony Davis scored 29 points last night. Lakers picked up another win against the Rockets, 110-100. They get a chance to advance to the Western Conference Finals tomorrow at 5 in Game 5. And we may find out tonight if the Clippers will be there waiting for them. 3:30 tip-off in Game 5 of their series against Nuggets. If both teams advance, it'll be the first time our two hometown teams have ever met in the playoffs. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Celtics-Raptors tonight, too. That'll be a great game. That's a Game 7. My gosh. I'd like to be in the bubble. The bubble's where it's at, man. Seems pretty safe in the bubble.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good basketball going on in the bubble. The bubble is where it's at.
I'm impressed, honestly, with the NBA and their plan with this bubble. I mean, everybody was a little skeptical at first.
Sure.
But it's been a great season.
Yeah, football started last night. We've got the Rams and Chargers to be excited about here in Los Angeles. And coming up next, Oh Sheila, advice for my mom. She's 81. She shares her words of wisdom. Coming up next.
I was distracted and in traffic.
Valentine in the morning.
I'm pushing, pushing, and pushing for my mom to answer the phone. She's hasn't picked up a couple of times. She knows it's her segment. This is not good, guys. She knows this is a ratings driver. This is how I'm making that cha-ching cash on the side, you know?
Uh-huh.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Where you at, Mom?
Did you let her know maybe last night with a text to expect us around
this
time?
No, she knows. She knows. She's probably just on the phone with my sister or somebody like that, you know? We'll get her on, I promise you. My mom is on after this break. She's 81 years of age. She came to America at the tender age of 16. Many of you know the story. I hadn't really told the story as much as I told it in recent weeks for some reason. But Mom came over here at 16 years of age. Her mother had passed away suddenly in Ireland. And her father had decided that he, back in the day, didn't know how to raise a young lady. So he shipped her to America at 16. Can you imagine that? You've lost your mom.
It's crazy.
And you're sent to Boston to live with your Aunt May while your brother and father stay back in Ireland.
Probably had to grow up really fast.
I think so, Jill. I think it probably had to be very tough. And the grieving process, too. You lose your mom and you're sent off to America. And it all worked out. My mom has had a wonderful, happy life and many years in front of her. And she had a wonderful husband for 53 years of age and everything. But I do find some comfort in the fact that she's kind of the rock of our family. She must have had some strength to be sent a world away. You know, this is back in the 50s, just a world away from everything you know and all the people you love and care about. Mm. And at the same time, you'd lost your mom. So she usually has some pretty good advice. We'll see. And then Kevin always gets her going, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I think she likes it too.
I think she does.
I don't think I'd like to hear you say it. I think my mom likes it. I don't think I like that.
I think you're the only one that doesn't like it.
You know what? I'm about to text your mom and wish her a happy anniversary. All right, so my mom's coming up next here in 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning.
It's Valentine in the morning.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. The weather today, smoky and hazy. Temps the 80s to mid-90s. For the weekend, sunny hot. Highs in the upper 70s near the beaches to the 90s in the valleys. Triple-digit heat expected back next week. 65 Monterey Park, 63 in Paramount. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
It's official. I have new casting news for Scream 5. I'll tell you who's joined the cast at 8:50.
What are you doing, Sheila? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I tried you a couple times. Who are you chatting to?
Your sister.
Oh, that'd take hours. she's chatty.
Hey, I said I'd call you back.
Oh, you're great. Thanks, Mom. This is my mom. She's here for a segment we call Oh Sheila. Mom, we got people on hold. You're going to get right to them, okay?
Okay, then.
Here we go.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, my God. You are terrible.
Oh, Sheila. Hi, Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. You're on with Sheila. Take it away.
Hi, Miss Sheila. How are you today?
I'm good, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. I'm dealing with a very rotten, spoiled teenager, and I'm hoping you might be able to give me some advice as to how
Oh, my gosh.
It's a girl, too, so it's even worse.
They're worse than boys, that's for sure.
She wants, like, all the best stuff, the most expensive stuff, and I explained to her that we're on a very tight and strict budget, and then, of course, she tells me all of my friends' parents, they do everything that they can to make sure that their kids have the absolute best stuff that they want. Why can't you be like those parents? Do you just hate me that much?
Oh, my God.
So what would you suggest to help me out with that?
You shouldn't give in to her, you know? She should take, be glad she has what she has. There's a lot of people in the world have no food and no clothes, you know?
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I explained that to her, but I guess she's trying to really fit in with her friends. Mm-hmm. And
is there a way where you can show her how much you do to take care of her, from having her, you know, see the finances that you try and balance a checkbook every month with, or to see what you're doing and how you're trying to save the money? Almost give her an example of how it works in your house financially, that you don't have the money to spend it on certain things because this is what you get paid and that's just how things are, and you're doing your very best to provide for her.
Excuse me, this isn't O Valentine, this is O Sheila.
Oh.
I was going to interrupt. I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm so sorry.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, see, it was a good idea. She liked it.
That's a great idea.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I did do that recently. So my daughter knows exactly when my payday is, what time the money hits my account, everything. And we actually had a knockdown, drag-out fight over a tube of deodorant recently because she wanted this $12 deodorant. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy $12 deodorant, just not going to do it. So I did sit down with her. I showed her how much I got paid, what the bills are. And she's like, well, it looks to me like you've got like $200 left after your check. And I'm like, yeah, that's got to last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How old is she, Brenda?
17.
Mm. Ooh, sounds like she can get a job.
Yeah, sounds she, like she can get a job, chores? Right?
Does she do chores around the house?
She refuses to do dishes. She won't.
Oh, my gosh.
She will not touch them. She says they're disgusting. We have a dishwasher, mind you.
Mm.
I'm kind of at a wit's end with her. We just get into these text wars and these name calling things. She'll call me names, and it's gotten to a point where I've had to like block her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
Brenda, this went from, like, you know, vaguely funny to very serious, and I'm sorry that you're in this situation here.
I want to say something. She doesn't need a phone or anything electronic if she doesn't help around the house. You're paying for all her stuff.
Yeah,
so she doesn't need it. You need to take it away from her.
Absolutely. And I don't want to, obviously I did something somewhere, you know, but I am such a pushover. Like, she has mood swings that go from like, I hate everything. And then I'm all frazzled all day. And then I walk in the door and she's like, hi, Mom. How was your day, Mom? And I'm like, whoa, my head's right, like spinning all around.
Yeah. There's hormones going on there too. Obviously she's a teenager.
Yeah, definitely.
She needs a little bit of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to get a job is what she needs. And she's always like, but Mom, it's COVID. And I'm like, well, the McDonald's drive-thru seem to be working okay. Like,
amen.
I see lines all along.
Amen.
Also, with her knowing that you're a pushover, she's going to use that to her advantage.
Yeah, and she knows exactly, like, what to do. And
sure. By the way, Jill, it's O Sheila, not O Jill.
I do think she is right, though, with therapy. I think maybe even some family therapy to help you with, you know, the fact that you are such a pushover. I think
my mom's right. I know that's probably, it might be a cost factor right now, but please check with your insurance, because usually there's like 10 to 15 covered sessions for insurance carriers. So I think that might be a good thing for the two of you.
If you can't get her to go, if you go yourself, you understand how to handle her.
Oh, she's been doing that for the past 5 minutes, Ma.
Yeah. No, she needs professional.
Yeah, for sure. Try the therapy. Let us know how it goes. Keep in touch with us, because now we're kind of you know, vested with you in this situation. We're invested into it.
Yeah.
Brenda, we're going to let you go. I appreciate it.
No problem. It's great talking to you guys. Have a wonderful day. And thank you, Miss Sheila, for your advice.
Okay, Brenda, good luck.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Oh, Sheila. Oh, my God. You are terrible.
My mom is on the phone line. We are doing something called Oh, Sheila. Kevin now has a bunch of texts for you, Mom. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, fire away, Kevy.
Sandy sent us a text. She said, how do I tell my boyfriend that he has bad breath without hurting his feelings?
Give him toothpaste and a toothbrush wrapped up in a nice gift package.
Well, I don't know that that will solve the problem. I'm guessing the guy brushes. I think there might be a bigger issue going on.
You should go to a doctor then. Check it out.
Okay. All right. There's the advice. Bryce said, I have trouble sleeping and my friend suggested I try marijuana. Should I try it?
I don't think so. They say warm milk with cinnamon and vanilla. That's a great trick.
Warm milk? Is that a strand?
No, that's a warm milk is warm milk. You know what that is. Is it warm milk as a kid?
With vanilla and cinnamon.
Yeah, Mom, I've heard warm milk and a slice of bread with peanut butter knock you right out.
No, I don't like peanut butter, so
okay.
I wouldn't advise that one.
All right. Mom, you do have problems sleeping, though. Maybe you got to hit the Mary Jane yourself or a little...
No. I have to try the
or
other thing,
or at least CBD.
CBD or grab a little devil's lettuce?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, yeah.
It's a strand. I don't smoke, Mom. Don't worry. I've never smoked marijuana.
Doug said... You. My neighbor has been blasting music at like 3 a.m. I've talked to him about it, but he refuses to turn it down. How can I get back at him?
Keep calling him. Annoy him every day.
That guy's probably asleep at like 9 or 10 a.m, so that'd be a good time to bug him. Sheila, you're a hit with the youth as well. We got a text from Maria B. She's 16. She said, how long should I wait to text my crush back? When he texts me, I don't want to respond right away. What say you, Sheila?
I say 24 hours.
Oh, you're a fan of the mind games. Okay.
Really?
There you go.
Wow.
Why do you say that? What does that do to the guy?
I don't know. He probably thinks you're not going to respond, and now all of a sudden you respond.
Is that how you got that mystery man prior to John?
You think they were texting then? My dad and mom were married 53 years. There was
not
no texting
text,
back
but like,
then.
You know, handwritten letters stamped with the waxy seal or whatever it was back then. We honestly, this isn't advice, Sheila, but we did get a lot of texts asking about that ex of yours, your ex-lover slash new boyfriend, whatever he is.
She's not seeing anybody. He's married. He lives in Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
And I never said he was a lover, so cut that out of there.
So he wasn't?
No, he was a very good friend. We went out together, that's all. But, you know, that word lover has a different meaning in your mind.
Yeah, and it's got a different meaning in my mind that I don't want.
Okay, well, you cleared it up then.
Mom, when is it now? Listen, Mom, you're on the hot seat right now. You're under oath. When is the last time you were in contact with said individual?
Never really in contact. I met him at a funeral 10 years ago.
Okay, new information.
Wait a minute. Wait, did you know this guy prior to Dad?
Yes.
Okay, because you just said you met him at a funeral 10 years ago. My heart skipped.
That's the last time I saw him, 10 years ago.
Oh, it's been 10 years, so he could be dead.
He's not dead, I know that.
How do you know that,
Mom? You said that with so much hope in your voice.
I'm not telling you any of my secrets.
There was hope in my voice. There's a lot of hope right there. He could be dead. All right, Mom, listen, I love you. I'll call you later on. Thanks again for a successful Oh, Sheila.
It's not successful. It's terrible.
No, it is. People love it, Sheila. People love you.
Oh, my God, they do not. They're like, well, if they love me that much, I need to get paid.
She brought this up in the Zoom family meeting, too. Like, I should be getting paid. And that Kevin has never sent me that Chico's gift card. I'll tell you that.
That's in the mail. We'll pay you with Chico's and we'll send you an ounce of weed.
No, forget the weed part.
I love you, Mom. I'll call you later.
Love you, too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Have
a great weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
Here's what's coming up in Hollywood headlines.
Things don't really shock me anymore. But
hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. But something was just posted about a certain film that made my jaw drop. I'll tell you what's on the way right after traffic.
Arco.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Valentine in the Morning.
Hollywood headlines.
Neve Campbell has officially joined the cast of Scream 5. There have been rumors for months that she was in negotiations to return as Sydney, but now it is confirmed. David Arquette and Courtney Cox are coming back as well, and the new Scream is supposed to be in theaters January 14th of 2022.
Well, yeah, hopefully it's going to be in theaters, but David Arquette needs to stop wrestling. That's all he's doing, like, in his free time. He's really? Got a wrestling documentary coming out. He loves wrestling.
Oh, I had no idea.
He trained for years to get into the ring. He's had some serious injuries and everything.
I think he started his own league, I think.
He might have.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's got to be careful not to... Do you know they never actually met the person who did that voice on the phone?
Oh, really?
They've never actually ever met that person. He was talking about that recently in an interview where they never actually met the person who talked on the phone in the Scream movies.
Not even at a premiere or something,
nothing.
A cast party.
They're always in some other room. They never saw them. To this day, he's never met that person.
That's kind of spooky.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Now, this I am so excited about. You guys, of course, know the movie Father of the Bride. It is one of my all-time favorite movies. Steve Martin, Diane Keaton, just the absolute best movie. I got so excited yesterday when the director of the film, Nancy Myers, she posted, you know, the movie poster from Father of the Bride, and she captioned it, "If he thought a wedding was a lot, how would he react to 2020? Coming soon to a phone in your hand."
Huh?
Oh, like so a Quibi or something?
I'm thinking a reunion.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, did they do some type of virtual Father of the Bride 3? I don't know. But whatever it is, I don't care. I'm going to watch it. I'm going
to
love it.
But to a phone in your hand. Why to a phone in your hand?
I was thinking like maybe on Instagram or some type of social media.
Yeah.
Something having to do with that.
I thought Quibi or something like that, but okay. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And it just makes me want to watch Father of the Bride and Father of the Bride 2 today. I love those movies.
They're great. We almost bought that house. We put a bid in on that house at one point.
I remember. Yeah. Such a great house.
Oh, it was too much money, though. It was too much money. And the inside didn't look like what you thought it was, because I think it was just exterior shots, but the basketball court was there and everything.
Right.
And just to shoot some hoops in that yard would be so cool.
What a dream.
Did it start snowing on you?
No. No. Oh. Sorry.
I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
All right, it's 8:54. It is Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. If you go outside, it'd be snowing on you right now. It's just snowing ash.
Oh, that's depressing.
I know. Hopefully, the firefighters continue to work on these fires, get them, under control and stuff. But it's going to be a little bit, so you got to take precautions out there. Yeah. No sports are going on right now for the kids and everything. And just, keep your windows and doors closed. If you have an air purifier, run that at your house. Do make sure you do that. Here's Pink. Just give me a reason.
Right from the start.
What's up?
This is Valentine in the Morning.
One 4.3 My Fam, it is Valentine in the Morning. It's 9:08. It's Friday. It's September 11th, obviously. This is 19 years since 9/11. I did post a picture of my story, and it's just us visiting the 9/11 Memorial. I think it was a couple of years ago we had gone. Very powerful place, obviously. And in that story, there is a name. The name is James Greenleaf. Jimmy went to school with me at St. Bernard's High School. We lost a few kids from our graduating class and other classes in the Pentagon and in the Twin Towers so many years ago. And I felt very compelled in certain respects to just kind of trace my... This is what the picture is, if you see it on my Instagram story. Trace my finger along his name, at the 9/11 Memorial. And we found it pretty quick, too. Just an absolutely beautiful place and very spiritual. That's up on my Instagram if you get a chance, at GoForValentine, GoForValentine. We're going to do the Battle of the Sexes here. It is a French Friday. And Kevin's going to do something Frenchy that's going to make you smile.
Mm-hmm. Always. Every Friday. Tradition.
He tried to cancel it many times. And people rose up in defense of French Friday.
I don't get it. This is like the thing I'm known for, and I hate that so much.
He wanted to be known for so many other things. He's known for French Friday. Hey, I'm known for my mom is funny. It is the battle of the sexes representing the men. His name is Marco. He lives in Moreno Valley, works for Southwest Airlines, enjoys riding his bike. Marco!
Hey, Marco.
How are you doing? Good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Representing the ladies, her name is Shelly. She's from Lancaster. She's a veterinary nurse and enjoys horseback riding. Let's hear it for Shelly.
Shelly, what's up, Shelly?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Here's how it works, Shelly. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Marco, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, and we're still tied at the end of regulation. We go to a tiebreaker question.
Ooh la la, ah oui oui, happy French Friday, ladies and gentlemen. French Friday is a symbol of the weekend. When you hear this terrible French accent, it means we made it through another week. Let's battle.
Rapper Travis Scott now has a meal named after him at what popular fast food chain, Shelley?
Oh my goodness. I have no idea. P.F. Chang.
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah. The Travis Scott meal at McDonald's. It's very weird.
What is it?
I don't really know. Just burger, fries, something Travis Scott likes, I guess.
When do you think the last time Kevin was at a McDonald's, Jill?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Marco, Who's That Girl? It's Jess. Was a lyric in what show's opening credits?
Who's That Girl?
Who's That Girl? It's Jess.
No clue on that one.
New Girl.
New, okay. Got it.
Yeah. All right, current score, 0-0. What's the name of the trophy awarded to the NHL champions? NHL.
The Stanley Cup.
Boom, shakalaka.
Marco, name the competition show that gives out a trophy of a hand holding a microphone with two fingers up in the air.
Whoa.
The Voice.
Good job.
All right, current score, 1-1. Brad Pitt battled zombies in what 2013 movie? We talk about it a lot, Shelley. It was terrifying. Most terrifying zombie movie ever.
Yeah, I think so.
Shoot, something with a Z. I can't remember.
Zootopia, you were so close.
Wait a minute, Shelley, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from South Africa.
I just got it. I just heard it in the accent. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It comes and goes.
Yeah, it was on Remember. I can't remember. I was like, oh, well, that's awesome. Anyway, it was World War Z. That's the movie. It's terrifying.
Yes.
And Marco, Joey was the name of the spinoff of what NBC show?
Friends?
That's right.
Oh, the last second, fellas!
Marco!
All right, here we go.
Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate. Download as a PDF printed hanging on your wall with pride, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And, oh my goodness, congratulations. Let me get a little bit of the hoe action.
Ho, ho, ho!
There you go. You have made the Valentine of the Morning family Christmas card list. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You got it, my friend. Shelley, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
I just want to say congratulations to Marco, and then just take a moment out to remember everyone affected by 9/11 and the fires.
Yes, thank you for that.
Definitely.
You guys have a peaceful weekend. Thanks for listening.
Wonderful. Thanks for letting us play. Have a good one.
You too.
Hey, it's Valentine in the morning.
They discovered something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
My fam, it's Valentine in the morning. I think it might help. Why not try it, right?
It probably would help, yeah.
Sorry about your ice maker, though. That's bad news.
My ice maker has been broken for probably 3 years.
You haven't fixed your ice maker in 3 years, Jill?
No, like I think I fix it. Like I'll Google it and go on YouTube and watch videos and things.
Right.
And then it'll be fixed for maybe a week and then just goes right back to just freezing everything in sight.
Is there a part that's missing maybe? That needs to be fixed or something?
Probably.
Replacement part?
I think it has something to do with the little...
handle?
Little thingy that you put up and down to like turn the ice on or turn the ice off.
The ice guard, yeah.
It like somehow does something where I'll turn it on. And then like water drips and then the water gets everywhere. It looks like little icicles hanging around everywhere and it doesn't produce ice. But then I'll jam it back into place and the ice comes. It's a mess.
What a mess. This came up because I said, how you doing today? And she goes, you know, the MS is flaring up. I feel like, you know, my legs are kind of like not feeling so good. And I said, is that an inflammatory response? She goes, it could be, yeah. I said, why don't you take an ice bath? And then she goes, I don't have an ice maker. And so guess shut down. The ice bath is shut down.
I've never had an ice bath ever.
Yeah, oof. It's good for inflammation. Have you ever had one, Kev?
No, never an ice bath. I try to make myself take freezing cold showers in the morning
that's
sometimes.
That's tough, isn't it?
And yeah. It's so hard. It can be, so hard.
For the inflammatory system, and you know, inflammatory response, it's really good, the cold water and stuff. I'm not somebody who does it on a regular basis, but I know the benefits of that. And when I was a quarterback for Villanova back in the day for the football team, afterwards we'd take ice baths. Yeah.
Hold on. Now I don't even believe you about anything about cold showers and inflammation and everything. Everything's a lie.
You were the one who said the cold shower thing, not me. That was your story.
Feel better faster. HogeUrgentCare.com.
Three things you need to know right now.
It's 9:22. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Today is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This morning, the families of the victims gathered for a vigil at the National September 11th Memorial in New York City. Here in Southern California, today, Pepperdine University will honor the victims with their annual display of American and international flags, representing each of the 2,977 lives lost. This year, the display is closed to the public. According to a new study from the CDC, adults that have tested positive for COVID-19 were approximately twice as likely to have dined at a restaurant in the 14 days prior to becoming ill. Researchers found that reports of exposures in restaurants have been linked to air circulation, even if social distancing measures and mask use are implemented. That was new, though, Jill. You got yours some other way.
Yeah, who knows? Still don't know.
Dirty ice maker? We don't know. Another item that's seeing a pandemic-related spike in sales is the guitar. Over the last 10 years, guitar sales have been declining, but now, because so many people have been searching for a new hobby, guitar companies are reporting record numbers. Fender has already sold more guitars in 2020 than any other year in its history. How about that?
Can I play us out?
Yeah,
play
buddy.
Us to break?
Yeah, good. He's got a guitar.
Let me pick it up.
Did you get a drum set too?
That's Riley.
Jill.
Oh, that's Riley. That's Jill.
We should have coordinated on our joke there.
Way to keep the lie going. All right, those are three things you need to know. Tony Jordan standing by the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
This is Valentine in the morning.
Hi, fam. It's Valentine in the morning. Jill, what are you doing today?
I don't have any plans today. I don't have any plans this weekend.
Nothing. So, good for you.
You know, I don't know. I'm still watching How to Get Away with Murder, which is just so incredibly good.
I don't watch that show. Is it a how-to show?
No.
Like, could you go kill somebody based on what you've learned on the show?
You think you could. You're hesitating. You think you could.
It's a bunch of lawyers. That's what it is. And Annalise Keating, who is the star of the show, the main character, she's a professor. She's an attorney. And she's basically helping her students and her fellow lawyers figure out how to
get away with murder.
Basically, how to get away with
murder. Right. How to plant the evidence, how to do stuff, right?
How to not get a guilty verdict.
Yeah. Kevin and I years ago watched Dexter and then went on a crime spree.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is something.
Hell?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
We weren't supposed to talk about
that. Oh, no.
You're not going to get away with it.
Oh, shoot.
I'll be watching that show this weekend.
All right. So how much more do you have to do on the show?
I'm in season 4, and I believe there's 6 seasons, I think, total. But yesterday, I watched an episode. There was a scandal, How to Get Away with Murder crossover with Olivia Pope that I had no idea happened. So that was shocking, and I loved it.
Shondaland.
So yeah, exactly.
Wow. Good for you. Kevin, what do you got planned for today and this weekend?
We are, you know, selling our house, so a lot of little fixer-upper projects. We have some people coming over to the house today to do a couple of things, and tomorrow to do a couple of things, and I have to do a couple of things, so a lot of that stuff.
You know, I wonder if, like, anybody coming over your house knows, like, it's your house. You know what I mean? Like, if they listen to the radio show or something?
I think we might kind of avoid that stuff because of COVID. It's like a more lengthy process to actually get in the door for a show, and you really have to prove that you're like interested in buying the house.
Right, you're not there for the cookies.
You're not getting a lot of looky-loos these days at open houses.
Well, that's good.
There are no open houses. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is we have to be careful for you and your financial wherewithal that when you talk on the air, you got to be like, oh yeah, we're not just going to take the lowest price, man. We really want a good offer. We're just not going to sell it. Just in case somebody realizes you live there.
We're willing to sit on this property for a couple of years until we get that right price, you know.
Okay.
We'll just, Yeah, we want bidding wars. We want to really jack up that price.
Brian, what do you got going on this weekend?
Well, it's movie night tonight. My son Micah has selected Hotel Transylvania 3.
Oh.
Which they will love. Those movies have plenty of gas jokes and
kids love that stuff.
Pants fall down.
Right.
And, they love
it. Right. Do you ever just do that at your house yourself, trying to recreate some funny moments? You do.
I have got my pants loose, and then
they fall down.
And then they fall, and they laugh.
They lose
for
it
about 10 minutes straight.
Oh my gosh!
What a house, man! What a house!
They still have to respect you as their father.
That's long gone.
It's
that's long gone. I can tell you that. I don't even see the kids that often. I can tell you that was long gone for him. I don't know what I got going on this weekend. I think we're just relaxing, trying to stay out of smoke like everybody else, and trying to hunker down and get through all this stuff. I know NBA's got some massive games. We got football back this weekend. I'm going to watch Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
In Tampa Bay. Then I'll watch the Patriots. I think they're playing Miami or something like that. And you get Chargers. You get the Rams. You get some good football happening. And then the NBA playoffs and stuff, too. It's just a great sports time, though. It's a great time not to go to a game.
Yeah. And I saw your cardboard cutout at Dodger Stadium. I hadn't seen that until MyFM posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll get it posted tomorrow myself because I think the Dodgers are back at home tomorrow.
Okay.
I guess weather permitting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's a good question.
Last time I checked, we didn't got a dome on Dodger Stadium.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, I don't know though, that particular matter, you don't want your favorite players running around through all that smog and smoke and stuff. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, it's 9:48. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the Morning. Lisa Fox is coming up next. It is September 11th. It's been 19 years. So keep that in mind as you go throughout your day as well.
Valentine in the Morning.
Hollywood headlines.
Yesterday, the cast of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air taped their reunion special, which happened to be the show's 30th anniversary of its debut. It's going to air on HBO Max eventually, but Will Smith posted a few pictures from the taping. And there was a photo of Will Smith with Janet Hubert, who was the original Aunt Viv. Now, she was replaced on the show after a few years. There were reports that she and Will Smith didn't get along. But in the picture he posted, the two of them were smiling. So I'm excited to see eventually when that reunion airs, what exactly they have to say to each other. And back in 2014, Lindsay Lohan got a book deal with HarperCollins to write a book based on a journal she kept during her time in rehab the year before. They gave her a $365,000 advance. She had a year to hand in the manuscript. Well, Lindsay didn't write it. So they extended the deadline and gave her until March 15th of 2017 to finish it. She still didn't write it. So now they are suing her, looking for that money.
Yeah,
I'm Jill,
they got a pretty good case right there.
Sure.
I mean, if you pay somebody $365,000 to write a book and you don't write the book.
Right.
And that was just the advance. Who knows what more she was going to get on top of that?
Exactly. So
wow.
I think they're going to get that money back.
All right, Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Kevin, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, thank you for your show. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. Lisa Fox is coming up next. Be the change in the world that you want to see. Be safe out there this weekend as well. And thank you to our firefighters and everybody handling all these fires and all the emergency responsiveness that goes into handling these fires. Tony Jordan's got a final check in the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Good morning.
It's Valentine in the Morning.
Well, that wraps up the Valentine in the Morning full show podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that after we got off the air. Once again, we are not letting you listen to this during the live radio show. We'd be very upset if you did.
If we could make it impossible, we would.
Because we want you guys to be there for the live show. We want you to be in that moment with us.
You can win a ton of cool stuff if you listen live.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'd also like you to follow us on social networks. You can follow Jill on Instagram.
At Jillian Elaine.
You follow Kevy.
At Kevin Mano.
Follow myself at Go4Valentine. Go, the number 4, Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.